Masechet Betzah, Perek He, Mishnah Vav. We'll talk in this Mishnah more applications of the laws of Tehumin, objects that are owned and are subject to the boundary of their owner. Mishnah says, Mishayu Perotav Be'irachet. If somebody has produce in a different town, and that town is Mihutz LaTehum, is outside of his 2,000 Amot. Ve'irvu Bene'otah Ha'ir. And the people of that town near those perot made an eruv tehumin that enables them to bring him some of the produce. So he can't access them, but the people who are near the fruit have the ability to access the fruits, and they could bring it to this person. Lo yaviu lo, they're not allowed to bring it to him. These objects are outside of this person's zone, outside of his tehum, and even though these people are allowed to carry it, they're not allowed to bring him something that was outside of his tehum that is prohibited. Mishnah continues, V'im erav hu perotav kamohu. But if the owner himself made an eruv, and the tehum that he made now extends all the way to his produce, of course he can take his produce, it's treated like himself, and now the produce is bound to his new tehum boundaries. As we said earlier on, when a person makes an eruv, he usually establishes his techum as 2,000 amot radius around him. When he makes an eruv, he could shift over that 2,000 amot radius box. So now, if he shifts it over, now he has access to the fruits, no problem, he can take those fruits, but of course, those fruits are now bound to this person's techum. Masechet Betzah, Perek He, Mishnah Zayin, less Mishnah of Masechet Betzah. Mishnah says, if somebody invited guests over to his house to have a meal on the Yom Tov, that friend, in order to access this person's home, had to establish an Eruv Tehumin that would grant him more steps, more amot, in order to reach the meal that he wanted to arrive to. So he can get to the meal and he's allowed to enjoy the meal and all that. But he's not allowed to take leftover food with him back home, since the food belonged to the owner. This person's allowed to partake of that food, but he can't then take it and bring it outside of the owner's tehum. The person who made the food, it's his food, he's the owner of it. And that food, just like we said throughout this perek, like all other possessions, is bound to the tehum, the boundary of the owner. So therefore, the leftovers are not allowed to be taken by this guest and taken back home, because that would be outside of the boundary, the tehum of the original owner. Ela imken zikalahem manotehem me'erev yom tov. The only way that the guests are allowed to take the leftovers home is if the owner was zoche, if he gave over ownership of the food to these people before Yom Tov started, and therefore, since they were the owners of the food technically before Yom Tov started, it goes by their tehum, and they're allowed to bring the food back home with them. He's allowed to transfer the ownership of the food before Yom Tov starts to these people, even without their knowledge, because of the principle of Zachin La'adam, Shelo B'fanav. We're allowed to give another person a benefit without his knowledge, so he's benefiting them by giving them this food. We'll finish off the Masechet with a little bit of Halachot of Mukseh. Mishnah says, "En mashkin v'shohatin et hamidbariyot." A person is not allowed to give water and then slaughter midbariyot, roaming animals, on Yom Tov. These animals are mukseh, since they roam around, they're not domesticated. The owner has no intention to actually slaughter and use these animals on Yom Tov. Therefore, they are considered to be mukseh. The Mishnah here, though, really only forbids slaughtering this animal. Giving water to them is actually permitted on Yom Tov. The Mishnah here is only mentioning water and then slaughter in order to teach you the right practice. Before a person slaughters an animal, he should give them water. That's just the right thing to do, because then skinning them becomes easier. Aval mashkin v'shohatin et habayatot, but a person is allowed to give water and slaughter a bayatot, which are domesticated animals. Those a person could expect to slaughter, he could expect to use them on Yom Tov. Therefore, they're not considered to be mukseh. Now we'll determine what is a bayatot and what is a midbariyot. Eluhen bayatot halino alanot ba'ir. Domesticated animals are those that spend the night in the town or in an inhabited area where there's other people, and therefore it's expected that he could possibly slaughter it. Midbariyot halanot ba'afar. Roaming animals are those that spend the night out in pasture outside of the city, and therefore they're not expected to eventually be slaughtered. Hadran alach masechet betzah.